For 185 years, Green Mountain College has been educating students in the small town of Pulteney, Vermont. The college announced last month it is closing at the end of the current school year. The announcement has left hundreds of students trying to decide where to go next. Green Mountain is a small, private, liberal arts college that has seen a 43% drop in the number of students studying there over the past 10 years. The Associated Press, or AP, notes that Green Mountain is going the way of some other small colleges and universities in the United States. These schools have struggled to continue operating during a general move toward career-centered training. They are also dealing with decreasing numbers of high school students, especially in the country's northeast, the area known as New England. Lauren Coy is an environmental studies major at Green Mountain. She told the AP she is very sad about the college's decision to close. "I mean, this community is so great, and I fell in love with the campus as soon as I came here, and the farm, and the goats, and everyone in town, too," she said. Coy added that she and her friends thought they had another year and a half together before they completed their studies and left the school. "Now it's only 4 months," she said.
To help protect students, Vermont state officials have been looking into increasing their oversight of private, independent colleges. The plans have met resistance from college leaders, who worry schools' financial problems could be made public before they are at serious risk of closing. In Massachusetts, at least 17 colleges have closed or joined with other schools over the past 6 years. Massachusetts education officials are moving forward with a plan to inspect the financial health of colleges every year and estimate their risk of closing. If the state decides a college might not finish the next academic year, it would be required to tell students and prepare a plan to help them gain admission to another school. The state moved to intervene after the sudden closure of Mount Ida College in Newton, Massachusetts. Mount Ida announced last April it would be closing just a few weeks later. The news shocked students. In Vermont, officials took notice when Burlington College closed in 2016 under the weight of debt from a land deal. The closing left no one in charge of Burlington's student records. Lawrence Capoli serves on Vermont's House Committee on Education. He said the state's Agency of Education had to take control of the records, which was costly. The next year, the state legislature had the Association of Vermont Independent Colleges set up an agreement with its member schools to house student records if a school closed. Last year, Vermont lawmakers considered creating rules for any school being examined by its accrediting agency for financial reasons. Such schools would have been required to inform the state of the investigation and offer a plan for student records, setting money aside if necessary. That bill did not pass, but lawmakers say they hope to consider similar proposals this legislative term.
Catherine Webb heads Vermont's House Education Committee. She noted, "With the recent news about Green Mountain College and concern about what's happening around New England, it does seem appropriate for us to continue to look at a response." The Massachusetts plan has led to criticism from some college administrators. Helen Drynan is president of Simmons University in Boston. She said the plan seems like an unnecessarily large reaction to the Mount Ida closure, which she described as one really bad incident. "It feels like a heavy step," argued Drynan. "Anybody caught in that net is going to get a lot of attention that may or may not be deserved, and that may or may not seal their fate. That just doesn't seem right." Carlos Santiago is head of the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education. He said he understands the concern from some schools and plans to work with them to finalize the state's inspection process. At least 64 four-year private, nonprofit colleges and universities around the country have closed or announced closures since 1995, while 12 others have opened. These numbers come from the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities.
Moody's Investor Service said in December that its position on the U.S. higher education industry is negative. The reason? Limits on the growth of money schools earn from tuition payments. The U.S. Department of Education and college accreditors have their own processes to measure the finances of schools and place struggling schools under close watch. But officials in Massachusetts say the process has failed to raise warnings soon enough in the past. As of last December, more than 500 colleges and universities were being closely watched by the Education Department. The schools included Green Mountain College, but not Newbury College, in Brookline, Massachusetts. Newbury announced on December 14th it would close after this academic year. Green Mountain had just 428 undergraduate students signing up for its classes 6 months ago. The college explored possible partnerships and ways to increase money coming in before announcing its closure. A group of former students and parents is raising money to try to keep the school from closing, but many students are already making other plans. Green Mountain said it has agreements with some other colleges that will take in its students. One such school is Prescott College in Arizona. "Students knew that Green Mountain was in trouble," said Kyle Patterson of New Jersey. So he made plans to attend Paul Smith's college in New York. "I just felt bad for everyone else who didn't have a plan," he said. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.